Good day, family, and welcome to the Grow Towards Your Greatness podcast. Today, I want to talk to you all about the fiscal cliff, the fiscal cliff, the fiscal cliff, the fiscal cliff, the fiscal cliff. My goodness, if I hear another person talking about the fiscal cliff, I'm going to jump off a cliff. Newscasts are having countdowns to the potential fiscal cliff, to January 1st. Isn't the new year supposed to be about making resolutions and committing to the new you? But we're talking about the potential Armageddon, financial Armageddon of America. This is ridiculous, ladies and gentlemen. Why is it that we do such a great job of creating climates of fear in this country? We had fear of Muslims after 9/11. There was talk, fear of a Mormon president, fear of a black president, fear of a female president, fear of mismatched shoes, whatever it is. We can just create a climate out of nowhere and everybody just starts going along with it. Let me say to you, ladies and gentlemen, worry about your own cliff. Yeah, you can talk about your own financial fiscal cliff, but what about your emotional cliff, your spiritual cliff? All of us are dealing with issues that require our immediate attention that we actually have the power to change on a daily basis. If this quote-unquote fiscal cliff does happen, because you notice when people talk about the fiscal cliff, they say, well, it's not really a cliff, but it's really more like a slope. But they're saying fiscal cliff to create all of this shock value. It's just ridiculous. Fact of the matter is, if a fiscal quote-unquote cliff doesn't occur, many of us have been dealing with fiscal cliffs and financial cliffs our entire lives. So even if we're well-to-do now, it's just another adjustment that we've been making all of our lives. So many of us have come from nothing that a couple of adjustments and some taxes or paychecks, it's not going to change our lives much. I remember what Chris Gardner said. You know Chris Gardner, he was the one who they made the movie The Pursuit of Happiness with Will Smith. They made it based off of his life. He went from homeless to being a multimillionaire. And he talked about growing up poor. And he said, you know, my mother did so much with so little for so long that she can literally do anything with nothing. That's how many of us have come up. So this is not going to be a change for us. Maybe for some people at the top, but even the people at the top are going to adjust. Worry about the things that you can control. I don't even think this fiscal cliff is going to occur. They say 90% of the things we worry about won't even happen. But what about your life? What about your relationship with your son or your daughter? Is that relationship falling off a cliff? Have you not been in touch with that person in a long time? Make that phone call. Get in a car. Drive to see your child. What about that relationship with your mate? Are y'all getting together? Are y'all going out? Are you talking? Are you paying attention to each other? Are you rekindling that passion that you had 8 months ago, 8 years ago, 35 years ago? Is your relationship falling off a cliff? What about your professional cliff? Are you worrying about the things that you haven't accomplished in your life? Or are you making time to actually go out and accomplish those things so you can make yourself the best candidate for employment possible or building your skills to be the best entrepreneur that you can be? Worry about those cliffs, ladies and gentlemen. What about your health? Is your health falling off a cliff? We just came off a holiday season, right? Many of us should start New Year's resolutions probably right about now, particularly as it relates to getting in shape or staying in shape. Worry about the things that you can control, ladies and gentlemen. Stop spending time, family, working on and listening to people who love creating climates of fear about the next terrorist attack, about a cliff. People live off of that. But if you're going to live off of that, all that's going to do is destroy you. Zig Ziglar said that fear is nothing but false evidence appearing real. And people are spending too much time putting out false evidence for us, ladies and gentlemen. You are going to be okay. Fiscal cliff or not, you are not going to die. You are going to wake up and you're going to have another day to get out there and pursue your greatness. The fiscal cliff arrives, hey, do like Les Brown said. If you do fall off the cliff, make sure you land on your back. Because if you can look up, you can get up.